November 18th, Friday. Today, I helped Mama host a very special Islamic art-themed playdate. Mama has been taking online courses in Islamic art. She uses a compass, ruler, and tracing sheets to create the most amazing patterns. Just like the geometric patterns in our mosque and on our serving dishes. I love how the patterns are so complicated, but so smooth. Today is the International Day of Islamic Art. So, we decided to have all our friends over. Some of Mama's and some of mine. Mama's friends will create the design from scratch, and my friends and I will color in the copies Mama has traced for us. I made a small presentation to show my friends this ancient form of art that has been around for over 14 centuries. That's a long time. During my research, I found a cool kind of fusion art form called calligraffiti. It combines calligraphy and graffiti. Sammy was really impressed. He even took a screenshot and said he'd love to learn to do it someday. Mama served all the snacks on her Islamic art platters. And I helped her make hummus, too. November 24th, Thursday. We celebrated Thanksgiving with Andrew's family today. I took along a freshly baked pumpkin pie, the one I tried with Arya, and Andrew loved it. He made apple pie. Because he loves sprinkles so much, he even added some to the filling. It was delicious. Mama made a basket of pumpkin-shaped candles that even smelled of pumpkin spice. After eating, we wrote poems and drew pictures about what we were grateful for. Then, Andrew's mom gave us sticker tape with fall leaves and pumpkins. We taped the borders of our drawing and strung our creations to make bunting. Today, I'm thankful for all of the good food we ate and all of the good friends we have. November 26th, Saturday. Today, at Saturday school, we learned about some amazing Muslim women. It was such a long list that I could barely remember all the names. I remember Hazrat Khadija, the first wife of the Prophet, and their daughter Fatima. Our teacher told us that it wasn't easy for women to do many things men did in ancient Arabia. But when the message of Islam came, it emphasized that people of all genders were important in Islam and would be judged equally in Allah's eyes. Islam also taught that everyone should be able to learn. This was important because women and girls were usually not allowed to go to school. I'm so glad that the Prophet, peace be upon him, told everyone that they needed to stop doing that.